Let the body slip into sahaja, into naturalness, into its nature, as peaceful residing. As relaxed presence, as stillness, even if there's dynamism as the processes of the body function, the heart beats, the veins flow, the nervous system continues. Even the synapses of the brain stay active. And yet, amidst all this aliveness, the dynamism of manifestation of nature, just as is seen in the nature seemingly around us, there's a diversity of activity, yet a oneness. A oneness of pure consciousness that animates all. And so in the same way, allow the body to find its still, present nature. Alive, yet silenced. And earlier we've received inspiration from the Avadhuta Gita, one of the beautifully revered texts that propones and offers through hymns the truth of Advaita, of no separation. The non-dual existence, beingness. And similarly, there are two other texts, offerings from the Vedas and many others. But two others that Ramana often referred to. And even daily in the ashram, the text of the Ribhu Gita would often be read, recited as inspiration of truth. So let's begin this afternoon with inspiration from the Ribhu Gita. What appears as I is only myself, the Supreme. There is nothing separately existing as I here. What appears as the world is only myself, the Supreme. There is nothing separately existing as the world here. What appears as the highest is only myself, the Supreme. There is nothing separately existing as the highest here. All, everything is only the Supreme, which is myself. Ever tirelessly meditate thus. All is only the Supreme, which is my very self. And we continue with affirmations from the Ashtavakra Gita. Another Gita, another text, which is truly, in fact, just inspired hymns, songs of existence, of truth. Offering the following. You are unconditioned and changeless, formless and immovable, unfathomable awareness, unperturbable. So hold to nothing but consciousness. Meditate on yourself as motionless awareness, free from any duality, giving up the mistaken idea that you are just a derivative consciousness or anything external or internal. And thus, burn down the forest of ignorance with the fire of the understanding that I am the one pure awareness, and be forever happy and free. You are unconditioned and changeless, formless and immovable, unfathomable awareness, unperturbable. So hold to nothing but consciousness. Continuing to take the gift of the Ribu Gita in our hearts. Receiving the following affirmation of truth. Abide as that in which, when the mind is absorbed in it, one remains without a second. Nothing other than the self is seen to exist, and incomparable bliss is experienced. Be always happy without the least trace of thought. Abide as that in which, when the mind is absorbed in it, one remains without a second. Nothing other than the self is seen to exist, and incomparable bliss is experienced. Be always happy without the least trace of thought. Let this continue to percolate, to guide the way home, even as we seemingly start to come out of the seated formal meditation. Let this truth be lived in the presence of each movement, each sight, any engagement or activity still with the seatedness as self. We'll take a 10-minute break before the yoga.